There are lots of ideas being floated for the start of Major League Baseball. It's been delayed because of this corona pandemic. They range from the practical to the practically impossible. Seven-inning doubleheaders, games played in near-empty stadiums, a postseason that would run into Christmas. Ho, ho, ho. Hello, everybody. Welcome to today's edition of Sports Commentary. Greg Stewart here. This show is sponsored by your generous tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can give remotely anytime to support the show quickly, safely, and securely at WWIB.com. One of the players waiting for the all-clear is Texas Rangers starting pitcher Kyle Gibson. The 32-year-old veteran signed a free agent contract with the Rangers after spending his entire career with the Minnesota Twins. And he's back with me today from his home outside St. Louis, Mo. All right, Kyle, when the lid finally comes off this COVID pandemic and we can play baseball again, how long do you think it'll take, you know, for that first pitch so nobody gets hurt, no arm is hurt because we've gone too fast?
Yeah, I don't think it'll take as long. I mean, I don't think we'll need a, you know, a full spring training by any means, but yeah, I think 3 weeks would be good. You know, that gives pitchers plenty of time to get back, you acclimated on the mound, and like you said, you know, out of the fear of hurting themselves, because we still have 55 guys in camp, so, you know, trying to figure out, you know, one, how many players are going to go with us, and then figure out, you know, when we can get the starting pitchers ready. Because as long as we can get to five or six innings, you know, that's plenty. You know, we'll have extra bullpen guys. But, you know, the still the number one thing is, you know, yeah, we want to play, but, you know, everybody wants to stay healthy. We want to have the best teams out there, and you want to have the best players on the field. And if you're not playing the best players and your team, you know, doesn't have those guys out there, then, you know, the fans really aren't getting to see the best product either. So, you know, we want everybody to be able to watch the best baseball possible, and whether that's just on TV because there's nobody in the stands, or if we can possibly get some people in the stands, that'd be good too.
Mm-hmm. You guys were all set to move into that spectacular new ballpark, Globe Life Field. I've seen pictures of it. It's incredible. Right now, though, it sits empty. Can you at least lead us on a verbal tour of the place, Kyle?
You know what? It's a pretty cool facility. I think it's the biggest locker room / clubhouse area for a home team in the big leagues. When I was walking it was kind of amazing. It goes from basically the first base, so our dugout's on the first base side. So it goes from the first base on deck circle, almost down to the right field foul pole underneath the stand. So it's an incredible clubhouse for players to be in. But they've got some seats in left field that look like they're suspended on the glass windows. They call them the orchestra seats. They just have little staircases that come down. But when you're looking at it, it looks like the seats are just sitting there suspended in air. It's pretty cool.
Wow.
And then they've got a big scoreboard out in right field that's up above the stands that we're hoping Joey Gallo hits with a few home runs this year. It looks like he probably could, but I don't know that he could. But we're hoping to see if he can. But it's like a 7-story scoreboard or something like that. So, but it's really cool. The suite level seats are really low. They've got a lot of seats really close to the stand, close to the field, and I think people are really going to enjoy watching the game there.
Yeah, and you got a roof on that thing. Is that because of the sweltering, intense Texas heat in the summer?
Yeah, that's a big plus. That's for sure. 72 and sunny is going to be nice to pitch in every single day. So, you know, they put a roof on it, and I think, you know, really that is obviously a little bit about player experience as well, but I mean, I think it's for the fans quite a bit. And, you know, the fans there in Texas have dealt with the heat obviously their whole lives, and they've, you know, sat in those stands of Globe Life Park for a long time in the heat. And, you know, when you see the people pregame going around wiping down the seats, it's not necessarily cleaning them off. It's trying to cool them off a little bit. And, you know, for those fans to be able to experience some baseball at 72 degrees and really enjoy the game. I mean, you know, how much can you enjoy the game if you've got to, you know, leave a little bit early because your kid's overheating or you're overheating for that matter. So I think it's going to give fans a chance to really enjoy the game a little bit better.
Yeah. So give us a rundown on your club there, because I'm sure you guys are just chomping at the bit to play baseball.
Yeah, we are. You know, they brought in three new starting pitchers, including myself, and then to add that to Mike and Lance, who had a spectacular season last year. They both finished in the top 10 of Cy Young voting. And then we added a couple position players to a young core that is just really, really good. So I think these guys are ready to take the next step. And as a starting rotation, we're ready to kind of take the lead here and make sure this offense knows that, you know, you don't have to go out and get seven or eight runs. We're going to try to put up a bunch of zeros and try to make two, three, and four runs win a whole lot. So, whenever an offense can have confidence of that, they can relax, and that's when they normally end up scoring more runs.
Yeah. The Mike and Lance you referred to are Mike Minor and Lance Lynn on your team, and, they are terrific pitchers. All right, talking with Kyle Gibson on today's show. Kyle, the longtime Minnesota Twin, now with the Texas Rangers, and still more to visit with you about, including the process that brought you from Minnesota down to Texas, the free agent process. So we'll get to that next time if we can. Until then, you and your family have a great day down there, all right?
You do the same. See ya.